Hey there, it's Therapist Tierra, and in this season, I am helping you to heal that mother-daughter relationship. Listen, in our last session, I gave you a little homework assignment. I asked you to identify the goal for the relationship. What's the goal again? Well, as a gentle reminder, it is the change you want to see in that relationship. We develop a goal by first identifying the problem. If the problem is that she makes you mad after conversations, then a goal might be something like this. I want to be able to have a conversation and not feel angry after we talk. Yep, that's the goal. So in this season, we're going to go with that goal, that I want to be able to have a conversation and not feel angry after we talk. It's hard not to clap back. Listen, clients with this goal might experience what I like to call passive aggression or the clap back. What's the clap back, you might ask? It's when something is said within that mother-daughter relationship that makes you feel angry, and instead of communicating that the words or actions hurt your feelings, you choose to respond indirectly. So, what does this look like? Years ago, I observed a family member responding with a clap back. Let's just say Auntie spoke to me about how her adult daughter made her feel when she would speak harshly to her. And listen, she'd do this in front of company too. Let's just say that this cousin had started to act grown by talking back and saying real slick stuff. You know what? Not only was she saying slick stuff, she was saying it in front of her siblings who weren't quite grown yet. Now, before I share what I told Auntie, let me be clear. I don't do therapy for family members. But I do, however, provide suggestions for anyone who has a true desire to heal a budding offense that's jacking up the family. So I gave Auntie a few tips, and she has noticed a tremendous positive shift in her relationship with cousin. All right? And what did I say to Auntie? Well, I encouraged her to identify her boundaries. Notice, I didn't say, you need to tell cousin your boundaries. Nope. I said, identify your boundaries. You see, Auntie didn't realize when her daughter went off to college that the relationship changed. And with changes, new boundaries need to be established and communicated. If you don't acknowledge the shift, then the lines can get real blurred. In this case, Auntie had to acknowledge that it was a new season. I tell my clients that you don't wear no winter coat in summer. That's right. You adjust for the climate. Acknowledging the shift might look like her saying, "Daughter, can we talk?" Auntie might go on to say, "I absolutely love how you use your voice. However, it hurts my feelings when you speak to me in a tone that's disciplining me." I'd encourage her to say, "Honey, your message gets lost when you use a corrective tone with me, and I want to hear everything that you're communicating." Notice, in the words that Auntie said, she didn't say, "I'm your mama and," or "you don't talk to me like that." Nope, she ain't do any of that. But what she did communicate was her love for her daughter's voice. So we're not going to take her voice away. However, I'm going to set this boundary respectfully in a manner that you can receive it and understand it. I'm going to communicate in love. Okay. Do you want to notice a change in your relationship with your mother or your daughter Well, first things first, understand that I am not here to teach you how to change your mother or your daughter. I'm here to help you change you. Honey, if we could just learn how to sweep around our own front door before we start sweeping around somebody else's, and that is including family. Now, you might be saying, I just be minding my own business, and auntie or niece keep coming for my life. Well, please know that setting boundaries is also a part of sweeping around your own front door. Understand this, that communication is a major part of the healing process, especially if your goal is to be able to have a conversation and not feel angry after you talk. Listen, I stand 10 toes down when I tell my clients this. Focus on yourself. Focus on yourself. Matthew 7, 3 through 5 says, doggone it, take the speck out of your own eye. Shoot, you trying to get the speck out of somebody else's eye and you doggone got a whole log hanging out your face. It goes on to say in the Therapist Tierra translation, you doggone hypocrite, take that doggone log out your own eye. Then your tail can see clearly. Shoot. Now, what does this mean? Set your own boundaries and communicate them. Focus on healing you. If somebody is talking to you any kind of way, or a family member is disrespecting you, or whatever the case is, it's more than likely because you have not effectively set a boundary, effectively communicated and established, this is how you can treat me. This is how you may speak to me. And if not, well, we're going to talk a little bit more about that in future podcasts. Good thing for you, I am posting all of them on the same day, so you can just listen right along. Hey there. Over the years, I've seen so much hurt between mothers and daughters, so much bad blood and resentment. Honey, if only you knew the amount of tissues I've had to restock in my office, you would be floored. I've seen years of bickering, silence, and resentment, and so much wasted time. But guess what? There is so much hope. I've helped so many mothers and daughters to walk through generations of murky water. In this season, honey, we're going to focus on healing that mother-daughter relationship. And if you're not quite ready to start the process in the office with a therapist of your own, I'd like to encourage you to order a copy of my book on Amazon. It's called I Need to Talk, But Not to a Therapist. It's a user guide for people who are on the fence about starting therapy. I look forward to seeing you in session. Bye.
Please stay tuned for these messages.
Hey girl, I'm stressed out and I need to talk, but not to a therapist. Do you think you could help me out? Hey, this is perfect timing. Have you heard of the podcast I Need to Talk, But Not to a Therapist? No. What's that about? Well, since you asked, it gives the perspective of a trained professional an attempt to persuade the readers that therapy can do wonders in healing many issues stemming from childhood trauma and family-based dysfunction. And listen to this, she also has a book. Wow, for real? Does it consist of the same information? Yes, girl. The author stresses that leaving the issues unaddressed can cause reoccurring problems not only in present day, but in future generations of family. And what's not addressed will create a mess within future generational lines. Wow. I'm interested. How can I get a copy? Amazon, boo. Definitely check it out if you want it, and you won't regret it.